Hello. It's Will Reese, and I'm back with an episode for 2021. And I want to talk about something that really upset me today, infuriated me, bothered me to the point that I said I was going to go ahead and talk to you guys about what happened with now former NFL player Chad Wheeler of the Seattle Seahawks. And I want to bring to your attention that this man beat his girlfriend almost to death. And there are several issues that I have with this. First of all, I want to acknowledge that the NFL handled the allegations the way they should have. They immediately dropped him from the team. And hopefully this is his last game. And he is not allowed to play football ever again. Let me give you a little background on Mr. Wheeler. Mr. Wheeler, well, I don't even know if I should call him Mr. because what he did was horrible. He doesn't deserve respect. What he did was, quite frankly, bitch made. Yeah. So he doesn't deserve the respect that I'm giving him, and I don't mean to offend anybody because he doesn't deserve to be he doesn't deserve the title Mr., if you ask me. So Mrs. Wheeler beat his girlfriend, who was African American, to the point where she almost died. Now, mind you, I want you guys to picture this. Wheeler is 310 pounds. He's 6'7", and he's a lineman in the NFL. His girlfriend, 5'9", 140 pounds. You do the math. And he proceeded to beat her into a pulp. And some of you may not know what I'm talking about, and some of you may know what I'm talking about. It's been going crazy on the internet today. Maybe check out CBS News. Look on all social media. And you'll see this. He beat her almost to death. He's 27 years old. And apparently he asked her to bow to him. And when she didn't do what he wanted her to do, he then proceeded to physically assault her. I don't know about you, but I have a daughter, and I couldn't imagine anyone doing this to my child. The issue that I'm having with all of this is not only did he do that, but when he beat her unconscious, he proceeded to sit at the table and eat dinner next to her, what he thought, lifeless body. And I want to remind you that, again, this man is a lineman or was a lineman in the NFL. He was a white male who was in a relationship with a black woman or an African-American woman or just a woman, period. Let's take race out of this. No woman should ever have to go through that. But what pisses me off and what bothers me about the situation is they keep bringing up the fact that he has a mental illness or that he has bipolar disorder. Every headline, they always bring out the fact that he has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and that he wasn't taking his medication. In fact, the article says that her friend was actually there when he went into a quote unquote manic episode and said he had a rough week. Again, coddling this individual. I don't really care if you're white, black, or Hispanic, or Asian, or whatever. No woman deserves this, and especially black women. I'm just going to say it. I'm tired of the narrative that when a person of African-American descent does something, that they should be punished by the full extent of the law. But when a white man commits the same crime, they get coddled like infants. And if that doesn't convince you that that there's no racism in America, then something's wrong with you. And then maybe you need to really understand the world in a broader perspective and actually see what's going on. Actually educate yourself. Dylan Roof, prime example, goes into a church. And you can look it up. Dylan Roof goes into a black church, kills a bunch of people. And the first thing that the media does is says, oh, well, you have to understand his background, how he grew up. Bullshit. They took him to a fucking Wendy's or Burger, I don't know, Burger King, Wendy's, one of a fast food restaurant to feed him after he killed those people, as if to reward him for his behavior. And there's no secret, during the pandemic that we've all experienced in 2020, we have seen racist acts on camera. We have seen how ugly racism is. Need I remind you that Breonna Taylor was a victim of a racist crime? Need I remind you that George Floyd was killed on camera by an officer who vowed to protect and serve, but who is he really protecting? Is he protecting everyone or just his people? So back to the story. I had to say that. It bothers me. So let me read to you. If you still think that this 310-pound, 6'7" lineman isn't at fault because somehow him being bipolar is an excuse for what he did, let me go into this and tell you some of the things that he did to this woman. Listen to this. He's twice her weight. He was hovering over her. She suffered injuries to her face, eyes, throat, and lungs. And she will require surgery for a broken arm and dislocated elbow. Listen to what I said. He hovered over her and beat her into a pulp. He beat her unconscious. We've seen the pictures. Now, mind you, she didn't bow for him, right? This is what he said. She didn't bow to him, and because she didn't do that. It says he was in a dark place. This is what the media says. He was in a dark place. That's no excuse. That's no excuse. He says he was in a dark place and demanded that she bow to him. And because she didn't bow to him, I guess in his mind, she got what a little Negro girl deserves when she doesn't bow to her master. Really think about the ugliness of this crime. Fuck the fact that he is bipolar. I know bipolar people who have regular lives. And as a father with a son who has disabilities, he is ADHD. I tell my son every single day, it doesn't matter that you have ADHD. You have to know right from wrong because people don't care about your illness. You have to do the right thing. You strive to do the right thing, and it's going to be harder for you to do that. You think the police care if my son is ADHD? And he gets irate in front of a cop? You think they're going to look for his meds before they, God forbid, kill him? Do you think that? This man was allowed to bail out of the King County Jail after nearly killing this woman. This is no longer a domestic violence case. This is an attempted murder case. But they're treating it as if it's just domestic violence. Let's look back at Ray Rice. His career completely ended. And he hasn't been able to recover from that incident. Because as a black person, you're a bad person doing what you do, what it's in your nature to do. But if you're a white individual, a Caucasian man, you're a good person who's done a bad thing. And that narrative has to change. Let me get to this. Wheeler continued to eat his dinner, looked at his girlfriend, shocked, and said, "Wow, you're alive?" he couldn't believe that she didn't die. And again, they want to bring up the fact that he was taking medication for bipolar disorder. Mental illness is a serious thing. But what he did has to have consequences. There's no excuse for what he did. I don't care what it is. I know people who are schizophrenic, who lead normal lives, who battle with their disease every day, and they're not bad people. They're just people who have something that they need help with, and they need medication to help them. That doesn't mean that they're bad people. Not all of them have those episodes where they go off and hurt someone. He wanted to do this. And they're using this as an excuse to say, well, if he had a normal working brain, he wouldn't have done what he did to her. This is insane. All too often we see stories where people are being killed by the police. Teenage, young black teenage boys. And there are black women being killed by the police as well. But all too often we see what they do to these young men. He was fighting with the police. He had a drug charge. They don't care about our mental illness. They don't care about our upbringing. So why should we have sympathy for this piece of shit? I don't understand that. I have my own experiences where I've experienced demonization by the authorities. And I'm sure if you're black listening to this podcast, and you understand where I'm coming from, because I'm sure that you have experienced that as well at some point in your life. And if you haven't, thank God. This needs to be punished. This guy needs to be punished to the full extent of the law. But I'm tired of reading news articles that they're trying to sway the way you think. And they want you to believe that somehow he's a good guy. Somehow that this was an isolated incident. That somehow he was a good person who did a very bad thing. This is sick. It's sick. It is sick. And it's sad. How dare you? How dare you continue to spin the narrative that black people are somehow always fully responsible for every little thing that we do wrong? And then when it comes to these white American Caucasian individuals, you want to coddle them like infants, as if they can do no wrong. We know why it's set up the way it's set up. We know that. when I walk out of the house, I have to remind my children and myself that my today may end at any time, that I'm not promised tomorrow because I'm black. I have to have that conversation with my son that you can't show any type of frustration toward anything because that could potentially get you killed. So he's not allowed to be emotional. My daughter is not allowed to be emotional. So I have to teach them how to be composed. They're telling us not to feel. This is sickening. It's very disturbing. He's not the only one. Ben Roethlisberger, accused of rape, is still a quarterback in the NFL. I don't understand how we can overlook what's really going on. It's time for a change, and it's time to make a damn difference in this fucking country, this shithole we want to call a country. How am I supposed to be proud to be an American citizen when I get treated as if I'm nothing? I've had several occasions where I had to keep my composure, where I was pulled over by two officers and one pulled a gun on me before I could even roll my window down. The other one opened my door and I'm staring down the barrel of a 4 or 5 because I drove past someone and beat my horn. The problem is not only that he did this to a black woman. The problem is that they're making excuses for why he fucking did it. You can be the judge of that. You decide in your mind whether he was guilty or not, or right or wrong. I know this is a rotten individual. We are here as men to protect our women. Not to harm them. And how dare these people try to sway your opinion by throwing in the fact that he has bipolar disorder. Now, if you're on drugs, opioids, or you know, they'll give you clean needles to use because there are a lot of white individuals addicted to drugs now. But when the crack epidemic hit, they were taking fathers from their families for years. Hundreds of years. 70, 80 years. There was no rehab for mothers who are addicted to crack. Let's take that back. There was rehab for mothers that were addicted to crack, but they were locking those women up, giving them drug charges. But now, it's a completely different story when it hits home. Now they want to help those individuals. Now they want to help those individuals addicted to predominantly Caucasian medication or drugs. Drugs that, as black people, we typically don't indulge in. So now it's affected them at an alarming rate. Now they want to help. There's no secret that racism exists. There's no secret that racism exists in this country. So we have to have the conversation. We need to move past this. It's ridiculous now. As black people, we want to live and be successful and take care of our families and to be good, God-fearing people. That's who we are. We're the same. But the media wouldn't tell you that. No. Until they bring justice, will never have peace. They'll never bring justice for Emmett Till. He never got justice. And he never will. That's the sad part about our society. And I'm bringing this up because here we go again. A big white man against a small black woman. Here we are again. Here we are again. This shit is ridiculous. This is not a domestic violence case. This is an attempted murder case. It's sick. It's a sick world. And I hope they prosecute this piece of shit to the full extent of the law. Let him get the same time we get for the things that we do. Give him equal time. That's justice. Be fair across the board. That's justice. But they want this racial divide between us. That's the issue. If you keep two sides divided, you can conquer. This man needs to be imprisoned. He doesn't need to be released at this point. And of course, they're saying he was released on $400,000 bond. And here's another thing. If he's convicted, he could be sentenced from 8 to 12 years in prison. Is that for assault, domestic violence, or is that for attempted murder? Because last time I checked, attempted murder was 15 to 20. I feel like they're going to go easy on him, just like they go easy on every white man who commits a heinous crime. Same exact crime. They want to make an example out of us. Hell, Mike Vick was sentenced to a few years in prison for dogfighting. Plexico Burress got 2 years for shooting himself. I don't know how you do that. They need to prosecute this man to the full extent of the law. It's disgusting that they're trying to spin this narrative that he has bipolar disorder. Share your thoughts and opinions. I'm Will Reese. Thank you for listening. I do have t-shirts now. So if you want a t-shirt, leave me a message on Anchor with your email. I'll get back to you, get your personal information, and I'll send you one. All right. Thank you for listening. If you have any thoughts, share those. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day or evening. And thank you for listening to me rant.